At the heart of the laws of kashrut is the Jewish reverence for the Bible. And when we see Franklin suggest a seal that is based on the Bible, that in turn is a sign of the reverence that many Americans would have had for the Jewish story. Welcome to 10 Minute Mitzvah, Episode 74, The Bible and Benjamin Franklin's Bird. I'm Meir Soloveitchik.
Rabbi Soloveitchik's year-long 10-Minute Mitzvah podcast is generously sponsored by Ivan and Susanna Kaufman.
It is a very common misunderstanding, the assumption that Benjamin Franklin had sought to make the turkey the centerpiece of the seal of the United States. The record is set straight in an article on History.com by Christopher Klein. There we are informed, quote, "The story that Franklin proposed the turkey as the national symbol began to circulate in American newspapers around the time of the country's centennial and are based on a January 26, 1784 letter in which he panned the eagle and extolled the virtues of the gobbler to his daughter Sarah. In doing so, though, he was not delivering a critique of the Great Seal, but a new medal issued by the Society of the Cincinnati, an association of Continental Army veterans. For my own part, I wish the bald eagle had not been chosen as the representative of our country," he wrote. The founding father argued that the eagle was, quote, "a bird of bad moral character," end quote, that, quote, "does not get its living honestly," end quote, "because it steals food from the fishing hawk and is, quote, "too lazy to fish for himself," end quote. In contrast, Christopher Klein continued, Franklin called the turkey, quote, "a much more respectable bird," end quote, "a true original native of America." Franklin believed the turkey to be, quote, "a bird of courage," end quote, that, quote, "would not hesitate to attack a grenadier of the British Guards who should presume to invade his farmyard with a red coat on." And Klein continues, "While the private letter was a spirited promotion of the turkey over the eagle, Franklin never made his views public. And when the chance had been given to him to officially propose a symbol for the United States 8 years earlier, his idea was biblical, not avian," end quote. We shall return to the biblical proposal, but for now, let us stay with the subject of fowl. While the turkey did not become the national symbol of America, as many have noted in an assortment of articles, it is a bird that has become central to Jewish cuisine, indeed more popular in Israel than in any other country on earth. We consider this as we review the laws of kashrut as applied to the avian world. For in a series of sentences, the laws pertaining to birds are delineated in a way that is wholly different from that applied to animals or marine life. The laws of kashrut and the unique ways in which they are applied to birds have been succinctly summarized by Ari Zivitovsky, who tells us that, in general, the world of animal life, when it comes to kosher, is traditionally divided into four separate categories, or as he puts it, terrestrial mammalian quadrupeds, birds, fish, and invertebrates. And then he adds, "Birds are categorically different from the other three classes in that the Torah offers no identifying features to distinguish the kosher from the non-kosher species. The Torah simply provides a listing of those birds that are not kosher. An even score of species are listed, and after several of them, quote-unquote, and its species is stated, for a total of 24 non-kosher species. By inference, all of the other vast number of bird species are kosher," end quote. The problem, as he further explains, is that it is difficult to identify what precisely the birds listed in the Torah are. Some are easy to translate, but others are, for us, in our current moment, less identifiable. Thus, according to Talmudic law, as Zivitovsky further tells us, a series of signs are delineated by the rabbis in order to identify which birds can be consumed, laws that distinguish them from what is identified as the paradigmatically non-kosher bird, a bird of prey titled Nesher in sacred scripture, often translated as eagle, but which, I believe, more modern writers like Rabbi Natan Slifkin has persuasively argued, is the griffin vulture. Moreover, in Ashkenazic halacha, Jews refrain from consuming any bird if no long-standing tradition exists that it is kosher and that it is not one of the forbidden birds in the Bible. The problem, of course, is that the turkey, which derives from the New World, is a relatively new addition to Jewish cuisine, and yet it is consumed by Jews, Ashkenazic and Sephardic alike. It very clearly conforms to the signs delineated in the Talmud and is therefore clearly kosher. Yet it is not clear why Ashkenazic Jewry, which demanded a tradition, seems to have embraced a source of meat that, as I mentioned, is one of the most popular in the Jewish state. Many explanations have been given, including one which I tend to think quite likely, which is that because Sephardic Jews only insisted that a kosher bird must conform to the signs set out in the Talmud, the turkey was immediately ingested by them, even without a long-standing tradition as to its kosher status. Once Ashkenazic Jews saw that Sephardic Jews ate the turkey, that in turn reflected the fact that it was obviously kosher, and it became part of Ashkenazic cuisine as well. Thus, the Levitical laws of chapter 11 of the third book of the Bible has always applied, but because so many birds are permitted, different forms of fowl-inspired cuisine has existed throughout Jewish history. As quintessentially Jewish as chicken soup might be, it is turkey that is now perhaps most popular. What is most important is the eternal application of the Bible by Jews throughout Jewish history, and it is our awe at and reverence for the Bible that is most relevant when it comes to the true tale of Benjamin Franklin and the seal of the United States. For as the article in history.com tells us, quote, after the Continental Congress adopted the Declaration of Independence on July 4, 1776, it next tasked Benjamin Franklin, along with John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, with designing a seal to represent the new country. Given the opportunity to choose a national symbol, the founding father never suggested a turkey. According to his notes, Franklin proposed an image of Moses standing on the shore and extending his hand over the sea, thereby causing the same to overwhelm Pharaoh, who was sitting in an open chariot, along with the motto, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. End quote. This, the article correctly notes, is the true tale of Benjamin Franklin and the seal of the United States. At the heart of the laws of Kashrut is the Jewish reverence for the Bible. And when we see Franklin suggest a seal that is based on the Bible, that in turn is a sign of the reverence that many Americans would have had for the Jewish story. And that, ultimately, should be our seal-related source of inspiration. This is Meir Soloveitchik, looking forward to learning together tomorrow. Signing off.